The basement of the state capitol is ground zero for the opposition to new oil and gas regulations. Dozens of industry workers have gathered here twice this month to talk to lawmakers and protest the changes.
We know that oil and gas, at the present time, it touches every aspect of every American's life, unless you're living off the grid somewhere.
Douglas Bernero works for Crestone Peak Resources in Denver.
Most of the materials that you see, clothing, tires on your car. I mean, I could go on and on.
He's wearing a jacket with the company logo and sitting on a bench as he writes out his testimony opposing Senate Bill 181. Behind him, energy workers are handing out sandwiches and clipboards to anyone who wants to write out their concerns.
The fact that they're enabling more control over in local communities will possibly slow down our drilling and completion operations when we're already going to great lengths to be as safe as we can and be good stewards and good neighbors in the leases that we do drill.
Bernero's fear is shared by many Republican lawmakers, like Larry Liston, who represents Colorado Springs. He stopped by the oil and gas industry event to get a sandwich and a sticker that says, "I'm Colorado Oil and Gas."
At some point in time, if the heavy hand of government comes down so hard or makes it so hard, or hard enough for the industry to do their business, they have options. You know, there's other states that have oil and gas, and the energy companies have finite budgets. So they can easily go to Wyoming, they can go to North Dakota, they can go to Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas.
Two floors above us, a long line is forming outside of the room where the House Energy and Environment Committee is about to weigh in on the bill. Roger Steen drove more than 150 miles from Rout County to support the proposed regulations.
The counties do have a minimal control over some of the surface issues. They really can't get into the difficult ones like noise control, odor control, air pollution, health effects.
The debate is clearly emotional for some. Erin Martinez is the first person to testify at the hearing. She's been at the focal point of this legislation.
And I headed up the stairs, and the dogs were scratching at the sliding glass door, so I turned right instead of left. And instantaneously, when I opened that sliding glass door, I was blown about 20 feet in the air, and then I was trapped in the debris.
Martinez is talking about the day her home in Firestone was destroyed by a gas explosion in 2017. The blast killed her husband and brother. She spent more than 2 months in the hospital.
And my son saw me in the hospital, and I can't imagine how horrifying that was. I had collapsed lungs, so I was on a ventilator. I had chest tubes coming in and out of me that were pulling blood in and out. I had a feeding tube, and I was wrapped head to toe in garments and stuff because I was burned on 40% of my body.
Investigators blamed the explosion on a leaking flow line from a nearby well that had been abandoned. But opponents, like Larry Liston, wonder why lawmakers are focusing so much on the industry.
To take a bill like this and, you know, make a significant demands on the industry for a pretty isolated incident. So I'm not downplaying it. Nobody is. But, you know, we have industries in the construction industry or the airline industry or the automotive industry. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, the ski industry. Look how many people get killed skiing, you know, and, you know, we don't shut down the ski industry.
Despite protests, Democrats are using their majority to advance the bill. After 12 hours of testimony on Monday, it moved out of the House Energy and Environment Committee. Mike Wiseman was one of the yes votes.
We are providing that a local government may have some authority that has for decades been taken away from it. Only if they want to, because that is what local control means.
The bill has two more committee hearings to clear before it heads to the House floor for a final series of debates. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.